now. It is time to bring in Mike Cossey and Czech Sports. I hope you're all prepared for New Year's Eve next week, Mike.
Oh, no, I couldn't care less about that.
I know. I go to bed early. Hey, I met my daughter at and we have a pizza parlor in Connecticut called Frank Pepe's.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the first person that came back in 1925 and brought authentic coal-fired Italian pizza to the United States. And it's constantly rated as the best pizzeria in the United States by just about every pizza organization.
Mm-hmm.
So I met my daughter there for lunch yesterday. Mike, it was the restaurant that I was in holds about 35 people max, okay? Maybe right. maybe 10 tables, 40 people. I got there at 11:45, and there was one table left. I didn't realize, and so I got it. By the time we finished lunch at 1:15, now this is just a lunch plow, okay, Mike? There was a waiting time of 35 minutes to get in and 25 to 35 people waiting outside to get in.
That's when you know something's good.
That's exactly right. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, anyways, we'll put that aside. So because I had the pizza, I was up a little bit last night because, when you're not used to it.
Mm-hmm.
It was great pizza. That's not the problem. It was just real tomatoes. But anyways, and so I was flicking Fox, but there was a terrible game on Eastern Michigan against Pittsburgh. And I was going back and forth. At the end of this game, and you're going to the Eastern Michigan quarterback was Michigan quarterback was tackled, and the guy flew over his head, and he when he got up, he turned around, he thought that guy who tried to hit him was behind him, and he hit the first player he saw, who was not the player that did it, punched him right in the face.
Wow.
Then a referee came
punching somebody with a mask on.
He managed to get through the mask and get the guy in the face. It was amazing. And then the referee comes over, Mike, and the player that tried to tackle him, and he goes to swing at that player, and who does he hit?
The referee.
Gone. Out of the game, okay?
Those kids should be thrown out of school.
Well, the last game of the year, anyway. And Eastern
Michigan. Don't matter about the game. He should be thrown out of school. You lose your education.
Eastern Michigan lost the game by a score of what? 34-30. There you go. It was just crazy. It was a nothing game. You know what I mean? It was. I think it was called the Quick Lane Bowl. I mean,
there's so many meaningless games.
It was just terrible. But anyways, well, it was just. And the kid apologized afterward. I mean, but you just can't do that. You just can't do that. Anyways,
that's why you should be thrown out of school.
Yeah,
that has nothing to do with football. Yeah. You're thrown out of school. Yeah. You can't go to class.
Yeah, or not for good, but even give them like a suspension.
Throw them out. Yeah. Forget it. Throw them out. What? You don't get no second chance. You get thrown out. I don't believe in that. You do something as stupid as that, you're out of the school. You lose your education. Well, go work for a living.
I think you're right because it's not that he took one punch at the heat of the moment, but he took a second punch and hit an official.
Because it's not like professional football where it's the wild, wild west. You can do anything you want and get away with it. You're representing the school that's letting you go there more than likely for free to participate in the sport. And if that's the way you represent the school, you should be thrown out.
All right. With that being said, speaking about thrown out, we are here. We have arrived to the final weekend of the regular season.
Thank God it's over.
Now, where do we stand wise?
You're 53-33, and I'm 64-22.
That's a good year for me, actually.
Oh, it is.
And
well, you know why? You took out the denominator of the Giants most of the time.
I did. All right. Well, let's go to the games this week.
So we're going to pick three pro games, and we're going to pick the two college games, right?
I would think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you want to, we can pick one extra pro game because we don't have...
Yeah, stay with three.
Okay. All right. The three games that I am going to pick are as follows. Oh, I'm going to start with the best game, and it's the final game of the year, and it should be a good game. It should be a good game. The 49ers at the Seahawks. And I'm going to take the Seahawks because they're home. I should take the 49ers, but I'll take the Seahawks because they're home. I'm going to probably curse them, but I'm going to take the Patriots over the Dolphins. And for my last game, I'm going to take the Bills over the Jets.
All right. Now you got your two college games.
All right. So Oklahoma's playing who?
Oklahoma's playing LSU.
I love Oklahoma, and I love LSU, but I'm going to take LSU. And what's the other game?
Clemson and Ohio State.
I hate Ohio State, so I'm going to take Clemson. So Clemson and LSU.
I'm going the same way. I think LSU is going to totally destroy Oklahoma, and Clemson is a better team than Ohio State. They have a better quarterback, and they're going to set up the matchup that they should have for the championship, Clemson-LSU. So I'm going with both of those teams. In the pros, I'm going to take Green Bay over Detroit. I'm going to take New England, and I'm going to take New Orleans. I think New Orleans needs to win, too, and Carolina stinks. And if we were taking a fourth game, I would definitely take San Francisco, because when you got a team that's trying to get in the playoffs and they sign two guys the week of the game that haven't played in about 2 years,
Yeah. That
team's in big trouble.
Yeah.
And that's Seattle.
You're right. No,
you take what you want.
And their quarterback, I like him so much, Seattle's quarterback.
Well, guess what? San Francisco's got a pretty good defense, and when you don't have a running game, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
They're going to drop eight, and their line can put pressure on a quarterback. And Marshawn Lynch hasn't played since 2017. He can't be in game shape. No way in the world. And there's a reason why he didn't retire, but he left football. Because he can't play anymore.
Well, money is a secret passport back.
No, he's going to need a lot more than money.
That's right. All right, any racing?
If money was the only thing, I'd still be pitching, and I'm 59.
That's right. Any racing this weekend?
Yeah, we got something to talk about before that.
Okay.
The Mets.
Yeah.
Signed Dylan Betances.
$10.5 million for 1 year. Yeah.
That's good, you know, but because you can form a lot of things that you wouldn't want to put in your mouth and sugarcoat it with some frosting and make it look like a nice cake. And I'm being nice by saying it like this.
Yeah.
But it's not really a cake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a cow chip.
Well, that's what the Mets got. They got a cow pie. When was the last time Betances was good?
I don't know. He didn't pitch much last year for the Yankees. He was injured.
And the year before that, every big game he pitched in, the Yankees lost. So this is what the Mets go out to go and compliment their bullpen. Yep. There you go. Like I said, if Whitey Ford was still alive, maybe he'd be getting a contract by the Mets, too, because he has a name. Bad move by the Mets. They don't need to throw money away on this guy. It's not going to help them.
Yep.
They still need a third baseman. They still need outfielders. And they're still getting pitchers that can't pitch. So now they have two reclamation projects with Porcello and Betances. Good luck with that. That's $20 million you could have went out and got yourself an everyday player with.
Yeah.
A good everyday player with. Unless they're looking to package a deal, and if they got somebody that's going to trade them an everyday player for Betances and Porcello, like Barnum said, I'll show you a sucker.
All right.
Now we can go to a little racing.
Let's go to the track.
Santa Anita canceled their card yesterday over the weekend because of rain. Santa Anita is going to be something this year because the meet starts now, runs till June, and something like 30 horses met their demise there last meet. In my opinion, California racing is worthless. The fields stink. Horses are breaking down left and right. They're looking for scapegoats instead of blaming themselves. They have a big card tomorrow for opening day. I'm going to pay very little attention to Santa Anita. I'm picking one turf race there because I think there's a good opportunity to make some money. The 10th race at Santa Anita, they call it now the Mathis Brothers Mile. Who the Mathis Brothers are, I don't know. I know this used to be a prestigious race. It was a mile race run on opening day. I don't know who the Mathis Brothers are. Maybe Johnny Mathis has brothers. I don't know. Regardless of that, Two horses in here. The two favorites look pretty good. The 5 More Forza and the 6 Neptune Storm. One's just an off-the-pace horse. Neptune Storm has a little bit more speed. Neptune Storm ran second in the Hollywood Derby. More Forza won the Hollywood Derby. But there's one horse I'm looking at to maybe make some money with, and that's the 3 horse, Ocean Fury. 2 for 6 at Santa Anita, 2 for 7 at the distance, 3 times in the money. Gets Flavian Pratt, who's the best rider in California, and this horse is going off at 12-1, or has a morning line of 12-1. With Pratt, it's going to bring the price down a little bit. But if you can get somewhere around 6-1 on this horse, I think it's a pretty good play. Has a real good shot to beat this, the 2 other horses. There are more speed horses than the 5 and the 6, and Ocean Fury is a closer. So it could play into his hands to run it down, and when you have the best jockey in the race on your horse, that helps you out too. So the 3 horse is going to be my top pick in the 10th at Santa Anita, and I'm going to sandwich him with the 5 and 6 in exactas and tries. Going down to Gulfstream, where did you see what happened to Gulfstream earlier this week?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. They got a foot of rain overnight, and the place was just decimated.
And they had just done all the stables over.
All the barns over, yeah. But put it this way. If that was Monmouth Park, there would be no turf racing for the next year and a half. Gulfstream was on the turf yesterday. So kudos to them for being able to get that place back into shape that quick. 2 races I'm going to pick at Gulfstream tomorrow are turf races. One of them used to be run at Calder. It was a big end-of-the-year race. Actually, it used to be a beginning-of-the-year race run on New Year's Day. The Tropical Park Derby, it was always the first derby of the year, albeit a grass race. Barbaro won the Tropical Park Derby on his way to the Kentucky Derby years back. This is the 9th race on tomorrow's card. It goes off at 4 o'clock. Big full field in this race of 13, 14 horses, and I'm going way to the outside right to start this off. The 12-horse English Bee, trained by Graham Motion, hasn't run since October, has run twice at Gulfstream with a win and a second, has a just off the pace move in his itinerary. I think English Babe, even off the layoff for Grand Motion, is going to come into this race really tight for it. 6-1 morning line is another lucrative play. So the 12 English Bee looks good for me, and the 13-horse Holiday, trained by Todd Pletcher. This horse ran in 2 overnight stakes in New York, both for more than this race. This race tomorrow is only $75,000 pot. He ran for 102 and 150 in New York. Ran 3rd in both of those, less than a length. Another horse who has a little bit of a closing kick, and I'm going to take him in my number 2. And if the 14, Thread of Blue, gets loose on the lead early from way outside in the 14 hole, this horse can just walk around the track if not pushed. Is a perfect 3-for-3 at Gulfstream Park, and going this distance has 2 wins and a second and 3 tries. So a 12, 13, 14 exacta box is what I'm going to play in this race, and I think I'm leaning toward the 13 Holiday to get the job done. So one more race we're going to pick is the following race is the 10th, the Via Borghese. It's another $75,000 stake on the turf. This draws another nice field, 10, and the 10 is where I'm going to start. Lucky Long, this horse is pretty good over the Gulfstream Park Strip, 2-5 starts with 3 wins, is a closer, is outside. The jock's not so good, so don't take too short a price on here. Sanchez is only 2-for-50 at the meet, so this horse is more of an underneath play for me than anything else because this horse runs hard every time, likes the track, and you should get a pretty decent number to make you exact of nice. The horse I'm going to play on top is the 6 horse, A.A. Azula's Arch. That's the name of this horse. This horse has never won on the turf, never won at Gulfstream on a turf, which is pretty obvious. But this horse has some really good races on the synthetic up in Woodbine. And those horses have come down to Gulfstream in the wintertime and run some big races on the turf. Leperu picks up the mount. He's been riding very, very good lately down there. An 8-1 morning line makes this horse a real nice play. Coming in off of bullet work, I think this horse has a real good chance to upset the race. So my top pick's going to be the 6, A.A. Azula's Arch. I'm glad I'm not calling this race. And the 10, Lucky Long. So a 6-10 exacta box and the 6 to win and the 10th at Gulfstream tomorrow.
All right, and the Mathis Brothers Mile is named for Mathis Brothers Furniture in 2014, a marketing arrangement between Santa Anita Park and the Mathis Brothers Furniture made it the Mathis Brothers Mile. Before that, it was the Sir Beaufort Steaks.
There you go. Yep. I mean, California's renamed all these things. They took away all their attachment to the past. I don't get it. That's not the way you're going to get people involved. That's not the way to attract new people. There's something to be said with history of things, and I'm a big advocate of it. The Mathis Mile just doesn't do it for me.
Hey, have a great weekend. I'll speak to you Monday.
Yes, have a great weekend, and we'll see what happens with the football. Oh, by the way,
yeah,
I think the Giants beat the Eagles this weekend, too.
I'm not going to say anything, all right?
I'm not making it a pick. Yeah. I just think they beat the Eagles this weekend.
We'll see what happens. It would be a nice way to end the year if it happened.
I think you're going to get it.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Have a good weekend, guys.
Bye-bye. Mike Consey with a check on sports.